And I am all about creating a world where every single being feels safe and loved and celebrated. Which brings me to the part of your question about, am I working with young people? Yes, I work with an organization, have worked as a volunteer, paid staffer for a while for an organization called Challenge Day. And they've been on Oprah. Rich and Yvonne are the founders and dear friends. And they touch the lives, now their organization touches the lives of tens of thousands of young people a year, all across the United States and Canada. And it's all about emotional literacy. Challenge Day goes into high schools and middle schools all over the country with a lot of planning and a lot of work. They have leaders that they very carefully train. I'm not one of those leaders. I'm an adult volunteer in our community here, and we've our little circle of change, the Mendocino County, Lake County Circle of Change, is helping to get Challenge Days into most of the high schools in Mendocino and Lake counties. The idea is that we go into a school with up to 100 youth and 20 or 30 adult volunteers. We just had one in Lower Lake High School where there was the police chief and the probation department and teachers and parents as well as all kinds of youth came. And it was incredible. And what we do is we present a day full of activities and games and exercises designed to help people break free of their cliques and their stereotypes of other people. And to see that in many, many ways, people are much more alike than different. And that guy in that clique over there who you won't have anything to do with because you're a skater and they're a punk, you know, or whatever it might be, and you have all these stories developed, you realize that, oh, golly, he's got a problem with his alcohol in his family as well. And, you know, he's lost somebody that he loved very much to cancer or, you know, whatever it might be. We sit in terror of being seen as who we really are because we've been taught that people take opportunities to attack when we're vulnerable and open. And so we tend to sit in our little cliques and our comfort zones and are terrified to reach out and make a difference. And so what we do is, going into public schools, is to show everyone who is interested the possibility of living life completely differently.